این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the issue of Palestine. Essentially, it is the duty of all Muslims to liberate the Quds and remove this nucleus of evil from Islamic lands. Quds is the first Qibla of Muslims and it belongs to them. Muslims across the world should regard the Quds Day as a day when every Muslim is required to join. It is the oppressed people's day.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to talk about some certain speeches and sentences of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and then shed light on some points and lessons in these speeches in order to be used by us in our everyday life. Well, on the subject of Palestine and the Quds, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, Quds belongs to the Muslims and must be returned to them. Well, the sentence of Imam rahmatullah alayh is about Palestine as a prerequisite issue for Muslim world. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh had considered the issue of Palestine as one that was related to the very existence of Islam and stressed that it was a problem which concerned the Islamic world as a whole. He always considered returning Palestine to Islam and uniting it as a prerequisite to saving Palestine and blocking Zionism's expansionist plans. Consequently, while stressing that the main goal of Israel is the destruction of Islam, he repeatedly called on the Muslims to put aside all their differences and unite with one another. In other words, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh made this fact famous that if all the Muslims come together and each one of them threw a bucket of water over Israel, it would be washed away.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala Rasul Allah Ya Rabbana salli ala
Our great Imam was also aware of the conspiracies of the Satans and the biggest enemies of the Muslims in the world and believed that Zionists was one of them. And Imam rahmatullah alayh had been always an individual who since the first day of his activities had a definite positioning concerning his support of the Muslim people of Palestine. This great man of history never forgot the men who were oppressed, and today also his shining thoughts are the light of the path for the Palestinians. And we as his followers are supposed to follow this path and support our dear sisters and brothers in Palestine in any way that we can. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh about Palestine and the Quds once more. In that regard, he said, Quds belongs to the Muslims and must be returned to them. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode of Spring of the Truth. Until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruhani, Khomeini, Khomeini, Ruhani, Khomeini, 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 every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.